This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nothing else comes close.
It is Friday. Welcome in. Two former Sabres were born on this day. One of them is Cody Franson. Happy birthday, Cody. You won't believe the story surrounding the other, which will come with full highlights later on this hour. Hi, Marty. Welcome to the weekend.
We're doing goalies live because we're going to be talking about a specific former tender and a game that people should remember. So anyway, well, maybe they don't because it was a year or two of you tried to forget. But anyway, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about the Florida Panthers, which is the team of the day. I got a lot of notes, and I'm sure you'll come up with some trivia, that instant trivia or, you know, whatever. And I got a big question on the Florida Panthers, so that will be a lot of fun.
What time is the big question drop?
I can drop it right now if you want.
Well, are you dropping it without answer and you want the audience to chime in, or are you just dropping the question and answer right away?
No, I literally want to know. That's my big question with the Florida Panthers, because I go back to now, they've gone to the finals 3 years in a row after winning the President's Trophy. Right, they won the President's Trophy, 122 points. Quenneville started the year, was replaced by Andrew Brunette after, you know, we remember the Chicago story. And then they decided not to bring back Andrew Brunette despite the fact they won the President's Trophy. They decided to trade Jonathan Huberdeau despite the fact that he had 100 and whatever points. So I'm asking you and our audience, is it Paul Maurice or little this or that? Paul Maurice or Matthew Tkachuk that created the turnaround of the Florida Panthers? Because they both came in at the same time, and since then, they've gone to three straight finals, winning two Stanley Cups consecutively the last 2 years. So I'm asking you this or that, Paul Maurice or Matthew Tkachuk, the biggest difference for the Florida Panthers?
I feel like this is one of those wrong answers only situation, because it's neither. It's Bill Zito, 1,000%. Like... You could never get me to commit to either of those two dis or dats.
Well, okay, dis or dat or the other thing, and Bill Zito should be considered. I didn't even think about that, because I think most people would say Matthew Tkachuk. Matthew Tkachuk came in and changed the Florida Panthers, gave him something different.
Matthew Tkachuk ever win without playing with Alexander Barkov? I didn't think so.
Exactly. And then I'm like, okay, well, Paul Maurice has to put everything together. Look at the third line, the Lundell Lusterain, and the way the fourth line played, the defense. And I'm like, oh, you're right, Buffer. How about Bill Zito bringing in Brad Marchand and bringing in Seth Jones and re-signing the big three, which was Ekblad and Marchand and Bennett, which was impossible, in my opinion, to do. So you're right. Like, I think the more and more I think about it, you answered the big question by going off the board. And that's a great start to the show today. Great end of the week.
Well, remember in school when you would have like a major exam to end the week, and you were like just trying to get through it to feel like, okay, I've survived. I don't feel like there were many instances where I just nailed the right answer on the Friday test. So thank you. That you're making me feel good here for this spontaneous answer.
I'm going to give an assist to Rick Dudley, who has been a big part of that front office. And Duds is a great, great Sabres alumni, great front office person that has been around. He was the GM that kind of, he really liked my brother when he was with Tampa and then Florida. So there is a lot there. So I was always very recognized. Is that a word, reconnaissant, or no? Like, it's more of a French word. I think it's, I was always very thankful.
You recognized.
Yes.
Rick's belief in your brother.
Exactly. That's a French word that doesn't translate. Thank you.
Right. But there are other words that would fit this situation, but just from the kind of the root of it and recognizing, and that's what people came to recognize about Duds forever. Was his level of evaluating talent.
Yes.
And I mean, it's just for us locally, it's one of the great smaller stories of the Panthers' success is that after all this time, you know, Rick is recognized for his commitment to this game, his passion for this game, his loyalty. You know, he trusts his instincts. I mean, there's so much to like about Rick in all of this. And I'm glad you brought him up. I would have felt terrible after an hour of this, you know, having gone by the board and not meant because you went to see him with his day with the cup last
summer.
Year.
Yeah.
And, you know, here they are again. And I was going
to. But also, Bill Zito.
Yeah.
Who gave Bill Zito a shot at being an executive in the NHL was Jarmo Kekulainen, right? Mm-hmm. He brought him over with McFarland, who is now the GM in Colorado, but he brought that crew over. Like, and I think that
Bill had been an agent for those that
Bill
don't
had
know.
Been an agent, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But you know, let's see what you can do on the hockey operation side of things. So Jarmo Kekulainen, who is now in the Sabres front office hockey department as an advisor to Kevin Adams. He was the one that recognized that in Bill Zito and what he could do. And Zito ran with it in Florida, and it has been fantastic for them.
Well, because there are many, I will drop this same question in spontaneously throughout the show.
Oh, spontaneous
question. Give me three players who played for the Sabres Panthers.
Sabres Panthers? Like now?
No, historically, forever.
Oh, forever. Well, I'm going to use like Sam Reinhart, Evan Rodriguez right now. That's two of them. I am going to say Brian Campbell.
Okay, good. That's it. That's it. That's three for now. We're going to do it again later, and you're just going to keep dropping three more and three more and three more. This allows your brain to get ahead of it. Trust me, the list is long.
I was going to say, this is a long list, and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, now where you started today was a little further back than like I wasn't going back to the Quenneville Brunette era of the Panthers, but I will say this: over the last 3 years, this team has played 68 playoff games.
It's a full season.
Edmonton is next at 59. Dallas is next at 56. Vegas, who handed Florida their lunch in the Stanley Cup final 3 years ago, has only played 40, and they're fourth on the list. 40 compared to 68.
Yeah.
This is the amount that we have witnessed of the Florida Panthers over the last 3 years. If you like, and by the way, their record 45-23. Mm-hmm. And to think that it all began going down 3-1 to the Boston Bruins.
And making a goalie switch.
And rattling off 11 wins in the next 12 games before getting, to a certain extent, certainly in the fifth and deciding game, smoked by the Vegas Golden Knights. 9-3 in the cup-clinching game. Could you ever, in that moment, have imagined that the Panthers would follow with consecutive Stanley Cups.
No, because they had made the playoffs that year by being 1 point up on the Buffalo Sabres, right? You remembered that season and the end of the year, and you know there was so many games you're looking at, and you're like, man, if the Sabres had won this game, they would have gotten to 93 points instead of 91, which Florida was at 92, and they get into the playoffs. And then you look at Florida having this great run of going to the finals. Ironically, it was a Bobrovsky save on Brad Marchand and on a breakaway that allowed Florida to just breathe. Like, you just like take one last breath before you think that you're going under. And then you start like digging yourself out of the riptide and the water that the Florida Panthers were in. And then they do lose 9-3 to Vegas. And you're thinking, okay, they caught fire. Like, they, Matthew Tkachuk was playing with broken ribs and you know, but he willed his team to get
there. Wasn't it his sternum?
Sternum, yeah. Maybe it was a bruised, cracked sternum, whatever. Like, you're looking at, but it was fun. It was fun following the Florida Panthers that year because the Miami Heat were also in the NBA Finals that year. So there was like the two of them, right? And it was a buzz in South Florida. It was fun. But I thought, okay, you know, how many times have we seen this? And we talked about 16 out of 21 teams that made the playoffs in the 80s and whatnot. Like, there was always that one team that, like the Montreal Canadiens, right, in 93 or whatever. They're not that great a team, but then all of a sudden they caught fire in the playoffs. So I'm thinking there was always these teams, but there was a one and done. And Florida may be one of those teams, one and done. They lucked out. Well, they lucked into the playoffs by 1 point. They were down and out in the first round, battled their way, and then got to the finals, and then they ran out of juice. So I thought it was a one and done. And all of a sudden, they just kept getting better. And the funny thing for me, Duffer, is that in 2021-2022, when they won the President's Trophy, they were first in goals scored that year, over four goals a game. Their offense has gone down to where last year they were 15th in goals per game in the NHL. So they went from first to 15th. But they are better as a team because they have depth. They defend. They win close games. It's not about having the best offense and scoring over four goals a game. It's about having the best overall game to get you there and having that playoff kind of built, right? And the Florida Panthers have that playoff built.
Give me three more former Sabres and Panthers.
Okay, I'm going to go with Craig Anderson.
Oh, great one.
So I was trying to think of like all the goalies that maybe, but I want to say
Okay, stay in that lane and don't overthink it.
So don't overthink it. Alex Lyon.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, good. Thank you, because he saved their season 3 years ago, so I should have known that right away. Here's the thing that's funny, as I was going to say.
You can do another goalie. Jonas Johansson had a brief cameo.
Oh, yeah,
Panthers.
That's right. He did have a brief. I was going to say, Clint Malarchuk was a goalie coach for the Florida Panthers for a few years. So, but yeah, okay. So we'll go with, you know, yeah, Jonas Johansson, three goalies in my second round.
So you described, and it's funny how often I don't have to do the dirty work. You just spontaneously bring up the trauma-inducing Sabre-related connection to these teams of the day.
Yeah.
And the fact that Buffalo was so close to the playoffs and the Panthers got in, and here the Panthers are 3 years later. The fact of the matter is, post-COVID, the Sabres are 2-11-2 against the Florida Panthers. And that's not to say they're all blowouts. There have been some excruciating, heartbreaking, narrow defeats, including the last meeting of last season was a shootout loss.
Yep.
It's just, no matter how you look at the Panthers over the last 3-4 years, they are so legit. There is just such a consistency. And Marty, the turnover on the blue line, Montour gone, Ekman Larson.
Hey,
gone.
Former Sabres.
You're helping me.
You're helping me by giving me hints right now. Brendan Montour.
Cross him off. He's no longer eligible to be used in later trivia today. But now it's Nate Schmidt that has a great playoff and moves on. Marty, this defense corps heading into this season with the addition of Petrie? They're spending $24 million total on their defense corps.
Yeah.
And it still includes Ekblad, and it includes Jones, and it includes Forsling. Like, this is a mastery in making a situation enjoyable for players. This is a winning culture that took forever to get to, save for their third year cameo in the NHL when they unexpectedly made the finals. It was a desert. It was bleak. It was awful forever. They've turned the corner. They're enjoying their phase in the spotlight, no matter what time the game starts, 5 p.m., 8 p.m., 11. So I can't say enough about how this team has been put together, and they have half, Marty, of the roster is locked up for over five or more years now.
Mm-hmm.
So are we going to see the greatest modern-day dynasty in the NHL in this Florida Panthers?
I think so. I'm looking at, like, the last 2 years, key additions and key subtractions, right? I'm looking at, okay, who did they lose and who did they replace them with? And they didn't lose. 90% of the core of this team mm-hmm. is the same.
Yep.
They have kept the same guys, the Verhaeghe, the Barkov, the Bennett, the Reinhardt, the Tkachuk. I'm going to throw Rodriguez, Lundell, Luostarinen, all of that, Ekblad, Forsling, mm-hmm. Nico Mikkola. Like, you put those guys. Yeah, they lost Nate Schmidt, and they lose, you know, a couple of guys here and there. The year before that, they had lost Lomberg and Ekman Larson and Montour, but the core is there. They've mm-hmm. been able. So to me, look, the Florida Panthers may do what they did last year. They had 98 points. Look, it took 96 points to make the playoffs in the Western Conference. Mm-hmm. Were the Florida Panthers this juggernaut of regular season team? No, but they didn't need to be. They actually let Toronto and Tampa fight it out for, you know, like, who was going to finish first in the Atlantic and who was going to get home ice advantage. The Florida Panthers did not care. And I think that's what makes them this dynasty of a team, is that they know who they are. They have mm-hmm. been able to handle injuries and, you know, the very busy schedules that they've had. You just mentioned they've played, you know, almost 70 playoff games in the last 3 years. That's almost a full season mm-hmm. played in 3 years, more than everybody else. But they know exactly how to handle it. So that's why I'm saying, I don't care if Florida finishes in a wild card spot this year. They're going to turn it to the playoffs, and they will be a juggernaut of a team again to get out.
Incredibly, Marchand notwithstanding, like, just look at Puckpedia and look at the length of these contracts and realize that they are attached to mostly still late 20s players. We're not talking about a group that has six or eight of them already well into their 30s, i.e. 32, 33. Like, that's why I believe this window is as open as you could possibly get for a modern day dynasty. And notwithstanding,
but Ekblad, it's funny, like, because Bob, I would have thought Ekblad, he's been around a lot.
It's the same age as Sam.
Yeah, but at the time that Ekblad entered the league and got drafted, he looked like he was 28 by that point, and he was only 18.
This is true. Many things can be true, and this is
so
a fact.
Now I'm like, he must be 38. He's 29 years old, 30 years old, whatever. You know, that's the thing. Seth Jones, they acquired. He's 30 years old, mm-hmm. And look, he's going to get still his best years right now from 30, 35. Barkov's 29. Tkachuk's 27. They have been able to manage getting the best out of this group of players. And I look, Kevin Adams and the Sabres have talked about trying to build a core in the same age and grow together. Florida and Bill Zito have been able to do it. It's not easy to do. And a lot of teams try and then they have to start again and whatnot. Florida was able to do it. And I think that Florida now is the new Detroit Red Wings, where everybody's going to try to copy what they've been able to do.
And again, it's all well and good to say they did it and they are this. They were almost not in the playoffs. They were almost eliminated in round one. This is the great reminder of sports, is we can talk today and maybe 50 years from now about how great the Panthers are and were that close to being nothing not even talked about. Just another team that once got to President's Trophy, and guess what? Never made it. Never went and made the bold trades. Bobrovsky never lived up to the $10 million a year contract. It never happened. Too bad for Florida. They're never going to be a playoff team. They're never going to be a destination, right?
Like, look at the Rangers 2 years ago, President's Trophy. And then last year, they if they get in the playoffs, who knows? But they didn't get in the playoffs. And now we're like, oh, lots of change in New York. Fired a coach, changed the players. Like Florida, if Amazing. They get 90 instead of 92 points 3 years ago, who knows what happens to Paul Maurice, and who knows what happens to Ekblad and Bennett and all of those players. It could be a much different team, but that's why you play the 82 game season. And that's why you play the game. Cause at the end of the day, you don't know what that's going to look like. All of a sudden Bobrovsky now is like this
Hall of Famer, guaranteed Hall of Famer.
And he wasn't even starting the playoffs 3 years ago because he was, He got sick a month before the season ended. He got sick, was supposed to play in Montreal, didn't play. Lyon came in, and Lyon was playing well, so they didn't rush Bobrovsky back, and they're like, we're going to keep Alex Lyon in there. That was incredible.
This was the year prior to their three straight finals that you're talking about, right?
That was the year they got 92 points.
Oh, well, even before that, remember the memorable round against Tampa where they used three different netminders, including Chris Drieger. Right?
Chris Drieger, like, and Spencer Knight.
Yeah.
It was Spencer Knight, Chris Drieger, Sergei Bobrovsky.
Right.
That's the and year so, they lost to Tampa. Four zip.
Oh my gosh. There are, like, other than Bill Ranford rattling off 16 straight and being the only option for the Oilers in 1990. Like, you just look at the adversity that this Panthers team has gone through. And so just to reaffirm where Bob stands in all of this, like, he's 37 next month, entering the final year of his deal. If he has a decent regular season, that is to say 31 wins, not out of the question, right?
No.
If he adds 31 more wins this year, he's sixth all time. And if he adds 10 more playoff wins, he's top 10 all time. He's already won two cups and multiple Vezinas.
Yeah. This,
there is no greater lock among non-forwards.
Here's another big question for you. He's in his last year of his deal.
Yep.
What does that look like for Sergei Bobrovsky next year? Knowing that the Florida Panthers now have traded Devon Levi away, have traded Spencer Knight away, it's not like they have a big stable of, like, prospect goaltender. Now they can go and sign somebody and trade for somebody, or they can just re-sign Bobrovsky to, you know, a 1 or 2 year deal. But hey, you mentioned the 96 Florida Panthers getting swept 4-0 by the Colorado Avalanche, the first year that Colorado was in the league after moving from Quebec. Yuri Krupp scoring in
triple overtime,
a point shot that beat the John Van Beesbrook, the Beezer. So I've got a couple of Sabres, former Sabres, that were on that Florida Panthers team. So Rhett Warner was on that Florida Panthers team. I remember he used to tell us about how they shut down Mario Lemieux earlier in the playoffs because the Pittsburgh Penguins of the 95-96 Penguins were good, were really good. But he goes, I would grab him and not let him go anywhere because there was a lot of clutching and grabbing in 95-96. And Jason Woolley, who was on that team as well. So there's a couple of former Sabres that when you mentioned that, I went right there. And, you know, so that was two. I don't know if there was anybody else on that team from the Sabres.
Well, you should also recognize their current analyst, Randy Moeller, who's been there forever.
Oh, yeah. Well, Lindy Ruff was also an assistant to Doug McLean.
Yeah.
Who was the coach in Florida at the time. So Lindy Ruff was an assistant there with the Florida Panthers as well.
Earlier this week, birthday Sabre, Jamie McGinn also ended up in Florida briefly. Trust me, dude, this list is long. With Bobrovsky, however, how many more years do you think he actually plays?
Okay, so I think Sergei Bobrovsky, the way that he's 36 years old.
37 next month.
Okay. I think Sergei Bobrovsky plays another 3 or 4 years. He is the type of guy that has kept himself in amazing physical shape. Like the amount of bike rides he does, even after facing 45 shots in a game, the bus has to wait. They're always like, hey, where's goalie Bob? Where's Bob? Come on, Sergei, let's go. Bus is leaving. He's still on the bike and he runs in, showers and leaves. Like he has kept himself in amazing shape. I wouldn't be surprised, depending on his workload, but I wouldn't be surprised that this year and potentially two or even three more after that.
And do you think that because it wouldn't have to be this way based on the cap going up and the fact that they've already got half the team locked up long term.
Yeah.
But do you suspect that it would come at a lower dollar than what Bob is being paid now?
Yeah, I think it would come at a lower number. I think
hard to negotiate that, right? If you're like a reigning two or three straight time Stanley Cup champ, like why would you ever take the discount?
Well, here's what I would do. If I was Sergei Bobrovsky, I would say, I'm going to give myself the chance to still make $10 million, but it's going to be because he's 30. Well, he's already 35 and over. Sign a 1-year deal. $5 million base with a potential $5 million bonus, right? And then I think the team is like, hey, if you play at that level, that you're still the best or one of the best, you'll make that 10. But, you know, even the Connor Hellebuck's and like Shesterkin went way up this year with signing his big contract. But everybody else is under 10. Like it's,
yeah,
that's the way it is.
So the comp, when you say it that way, to me, from recent memory and among forwards, aging, but the production never dropped, was Joe Pavelski.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, like, yeah. You would just look at, oh my gosh, like, how does he keep doing it? And that may well be the case with Bob. Just keep doing these one-year deals after this one expires. I think that's very possible. Now,
And you know what? If, like, Bobrovsky, in my opinion, wouldn't go anywhere else but staying in Florida. Like, he's probably at the point now he could probably, you know, just say, I'm staying here or I'm going back to Russia. I'm playing there so that, who knows, he'll play, you know, they'll miss on the Olympics this year, you know, the Russian Federation. But who knows, maybe in 4 years from now, he's like, I want to play in one more Olympics. So I'm staying 3 more years right. in the NHL and then I'll play 1 year in Russia and then I'm playing in the Olympics and then I'm retiring, right? That could be his plan and his schedule for the next few years.
Well, we know the Sabres schedule. We know it begins October 9th. Preseason, of course, much earlier than that, preceded, of course, by the Prospects Challenge. But the whole point of this mild Marty Rantanen about scheduling is that you have the opportunity to win your way in with a key to the arena, not only for the Sabres, but for the Bandits as well, and 5 other KeyBank Center events. It is the Key to the Arena. Get Sabres and Bandits season ticket memberships for this upcoming 25-26 season. Pair of tickets to 5 upcoming events, live events at KBC, and all you got to do to enter to win is go to sabres.com/key. We have a question out there on social media today pertaining to, well, it's fantasy. Let's be real. Which player would you like to magically pluck off of the Panthers and insert into the Sabres lineup? Marty will produce some of the best answers received so far to that question when we come back on Sabres Live.
Sabres Live, presented by— This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
By Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Still to come on Sabres Live. Epic highlights from a Buffalo Sabre birthday boy. That's coming up later in the show.
Shootout highlight that people will remember. But
well,
yes.
Right. I mean, you almost could have guessed it because I'm like the biggest proponent of shootouts. So,
yeah,
of
absolutely.
Course, in August, I'm going to do everything possible to find... Let's relive an amazing shootout that happened at KeyBank Center. And it was
a little
one.
Research in the commercial break duffer.
More than
so
you
the,
normally
the
do?
Word, the French word I was looking for that I'm like, is there a really good trans? It was grateful. So to recognize like somebody that is done good by you is to be
recognize,
grateful.
Recognize, appreciate.
So,
yeah.
So I put it in the Google machine and grateful is what came out. So I was always grateful for Rick Dudley to have taken my brother to such a liking and saying there's a lot that we can do there, that mm-hmm. he took him from Tampa to Florida, and there was a lot there.
Well, that allows me at 12:33 on a Friday to remind everyone how grateful I am for you and for our entire crew here on Sabres Live,
yes,
pulling this together every
amazing
day.
Amazing crew.
So,
yeah, as football season is about to
right.
start and preseason is – day one tomorrow, 1 p.m. out of Highmark Stadium, the last preseason game at the old barn before they move across the street. Because they got three preseason games, and it's only the one home one. So, yeah, it's going to be the start of a grind for our crew in the studio, and we're very grateful and thankful for them.
It's team of the day, Stanley Cup style, two-time defending Stanley Cup champions, the Florida Panthers. More on Matthew Tkachuk in a minute and what his season will be like. We talked a lot about the core of this team and how it's under contract. Even if it's only the next 5 years, what do you think Sasha Barkov's legacy is going to be after five more years in his place in the game within the entirety of his career?
Well, I think the number one thing is you have to say, where would he rank amongst Finnish players, right? And like, what he's
that's not a place I would have ever gone, but yeah, sure.
That's the way I look at it because yeah. I'm like, look, when you have these players that leave their countries and then establish themselves as like some of the very, very best that have been in the National Hockey League, I always go back as where do they rank amongst their peers? Like the ones that did the same transition to leave, you know, Finland, Sweden, Russia, Germany, whatever, right? And to settled and establish themselves in North America. So mm-hmm. that's one. But I think of Anze Kopitar, I think of Sasha Barkov, I think of Patrice Bergeron. I think
right.
that's the level
that's,
as to what he's at.
That's where I go first. And that's why with our dynasty talk earlier and the fact he's under contract for five more years and still playing at an elite level, why wouldn't he at this age mm-hmm. that he is still at? Like, I think he has the chance to be more revered historically. And revered is probably overstating it. Respected is probably the more appropriate word for Bergeron and Kopitar and the careers they've crafted. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think Barkov can emerge ahead of these two. And isn't that saying something for a player to be able to go from, oh, he's just a really good player on a Florida Panthers team, to, oh, no, he turned out to be an elite leader, respected so much beyond the room that he is playing within, to being universally accepted as one of the best two-way players and clutch and consistent and durable, like all of it. I think the descriptive words that we could be using for Barkov, we may not have even come close to reaching their peak yet. That's how much I respect this player.
So Patrice Bergeron is going to go into the Hockey Hall of Fame the first year that he's eligible to go in. I mean, win the Selkies and the Cups and, you know, all of that with Boston, Bergeron goes in. Kopitar goes in first year that he's eligible to go into Hockey Hall of Fame. And the kid from Slovenia coming over and going to L.A. I remember going to L.A. early in his career, and there was billboards and graffitis, and it was like Kopitar and all of it. And I'm like, this kid is the real deal. Like, he has been able to just embrace the California, SoCal, and the vibe and be a leader. And they were a dynasty, right? Along with the Drew Doughty and Dustin Brown and Jonathan Quick and all of this. But Barkov, to me, now is the guy that could continue to win and all of a sudden say, hey, let's have that debate. Who's had the best career? Who's had the better career? Is it Kopitar? Is it Barkov? Or is it Bergeron? Because there's still a lot of runway there. So you're absolutely right. And I'm going to stick to my, where would he rank amongst Finnish players when it's all said and done? Because right now, you have Timo Salani and Jari Kurri that are probably one and two. Right, they're the only two Finnish players that are over 1,000 points. They're both over 600 goals. It's pretty incredible. But Barkov in 5 years could be at 1,200 points. Yep. And the
just like Kopitar, basically. Yeah,
yeah, basically. So, you know, I mean, Saku Koivu is number three right now, but he'll get, you know, next year, Barkov's going to blow right by Koivu. And you're talking about when your name is amongst the Salani and the Jari Kurris, like, Barkov's going to have his face on money in Finland, right? Because of the impact that he's had.
Yeah. And yet, we look at this season with the only amount of uncertainty regarding the defending champs being how many games will Matthew Tkachuk play?
Yeah.
And then, by extension, okay, who gets impact aside from everyone? Who gets directly impacted by Matthew Tkachuk's absence? Barkov, Reinhardt, Verhaeghe, but don't look at it from the veteran standpoint. Look at it as the opportunity. Which young player steps up? Or is Evan Rodriguez poised for a career season? You know, Evan has never scored 20 in the NHL. He's never crested to 45 points or beyond. Mm-hmm. If Evan Rodriguez takes the place of Matthew Tkachuk and he has been like the versatile player there,
in that Swiss Army knife,
we are talking about a career year for Evan Rodriguez. Like, and you know, I would go down to a guy first and foremost that got reduced and almost completely eliminated minutes in the playoffs in Mackie Samuskevich. But oh my gosh, look at his goal total in the actual minutes he played last year as a rookie. Like, if he's able to take advantage of this opportunity, he too could rock it up. And there are others, obviously, the Panthers system. I mean, they're not just winners at the NHL level. Like, they go now year to year without first round picks, and they still develop. And there's always,
yeah, they don't have a first rounder next year. They don't have a first rounder in 2 years. They don't care. They just keep on going. But, well, okay, you talk Matthew Tkachuk. So this is interesting to me because the Florida Panthers are technically a little over $3 million over the cap right now. We all know in the summertime, you can go up to 10% above the salary cap. So in a $95 million salary cap, you can almost be $9.5 million above the cap, but you have to be cap compliant for when you release your rosters at the end of training camp going into the season. The word is that Matthew Tkachuk will probably miss the first 3 to 4 months of the season with injuries that he's still dealing with. There's two of them. There could be a torn labrum and there could be a hernia surgery potentially in the fold. But he hasn't gotten those surgeries yet. And it almost feels like the Florida Panthers, knowing what they have, are saying to Matthew Tkachuk, well, you didn't need to get that surgery in July. And enjoy your summer. Enjoy your celebration. Get your surgery in September, right? And then miss October, November, December. Start skating in January. Return for the Olympics for Team USA. And we'll take you back after that in end of February, early March. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be fine. So it almost like it works their plan because by that point, there's other injuries. There's other players that maybe your cap numbers will work better. There's trades that can happen. But you're going to save that money and you're going to be under the cap and everything will work. So almost feel like this. And players now, Duffer, like a Matthew Tkachuk type player, can tell the team, I want to enjoy my summer. I'm going to rehab and work out so that I can do the surgery and then continue my rehab and workout and be ready. But I want to enjoy my summer. I'm not doing surgery July 1st. I'm going to do it like September 25th.
Well, he's earned that right. They all have in Florida for the way they performed
100%.
Over the last 3 years. And that always just ends up being an extension of success, right? Is the respect that is shown from management through coaching, from peer to peer in the room. Like you've seen everything that he's battled through. There isn't a single person. It's not possible that a single person in the Panthers organization could ever question what Matthew Tkachuk's intentions are in a situation like this. All you're doing is waiting for the best version of him to return.
He still had, he was their best player last year. He had 57 points in 52 games. Yes, Sam Reinhart ended up with more points at the end of the season, 81, and more goals, 39. But when you look at points per game, I mean, he had 22 goals, Matthew Tkachuk, in 52 games and had 57 points. He was their best player. Mm-hmm. You know, Barkov, yes. But so the question we put on social media is which player from the Panthers would you want to magically have, right? Trade or pluck or whatever. And a lot of answers are Tkachuk. There's some Sam Reinhart out there. There's some Bennett out there. There was a Bobrovsky out there. For me, it would be Barkov. Can you imagine having that stud of a player down the middle, okay? If you went Barkov, Norris, McLeod, you played Thompson and Barkov together, you have them for power play, penalty kill, like that would be the player I would pluck out of Florida. I get Matthew Tkachuk is probably their best player, but let's just assume that you're taking him right now. I can't afford in Buffalo to not have Matthew Tkachuk until March. I can't.
Correct.
By that point, maybe we're not in a playoff spot. I can't. I want Barkov for 82 games, and I want him on that team. That would be the guy I would target. So that's where my mind is going right now.
What's the best contract?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the Panthers.
The best contract on the Panthers. Let me look at their contract. Oh, it's Gustav Forsling at $5.75 million. That I didn't have to go far. I just went up on Puckpedia, and I think that's the best contract on the Panthers right now.
I don't know. There's a lot of guys that that have incredibly, you know, like, value deals based on how the salary cap has escalated over time.
I mean, Bennett at $8 million is a great value deal, but Bennett, look, in the regular season is a 50-point guy. Like, he had an amazing playoff, so you could say next year Bennett could take a big jump, and $8 million is going to be value. Or Verhaeghe at $7 million could be value. Lundell and Lusorainen at $5 and $3 million could be value. But I still think Forsling at 5.7, under $6 million for Gustav Forsling. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
The shootout.
That never ended.
Almost never ended. It pertains to a Buffalo Sabre birthday. It's coming up on Sabres Live. Stay with us for that.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Happy birthday to former Sabre Nathan Lewin. He's 33 on this day, and on April 1st of 2014, he was able to secure, after a long shootout, his first and only NHL win. Marty, the Sabres played the Devils. It went 9 rounds, and what a way to record your only NHL win.
If you're watching on MSG, you're seeing the highlights, and the Sabres had their beautiful yellow jerseys, the, what are they called, the third burglar jerseys or whatnot. I don't know what they were called, but they were not the greatest. And Nathan Lewin, there was back and forth and back and forth, and he hung on tight to rob the bunch of the Devils, although we were talking off the air. Yaromir Jagr was with the Devils then and scored in the shootout, but he managed to go all the way to 9th round, 18 shooters, and he made the last save after Sabres legend Ville Leino had scored in the 9th round to give the Sabres the lead in the shootout. Like, just a bad part of Sabres history, but one that people probably remember vividly.
Lewin stopped 7 of 9 in the shootout after 33 of 35 in regulation. The only scorers to beat him in the shootout were Jacob Josephson, future former Sabre, and Jaromir Jagr. And the Leino tally beats Corey Schneider in round 9.
NHL Network Corey Schneider, that is now. But the reaction from the bench, and that's when Ville Leino hadn't scored in like a calendar year or whatever it was. It wasn't a calendar year, but he hadn't scored in forever, and he goes into the 9th round and gets the goal in the shootout to give the Sabres that win.
Incredible. What number did he wear again, Lewin?
30.
Oh, we just showed it. 50.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was 50.
Yes.
I know we just showed it. I was more fixated on the red in his equipment because, you know, he was with Rochester, so it was white, blue, and red on the side. Uh-huh. So, yes, Nathan Lewin, hey, happy birthday. That's the way it goes.
The challenge for Lewin amidst that trying year for the Sabres was he went 1-4 in his NHL career that year through no fault of his own.
He got seven goals of offensive support in those four losses. So I was grateful that they were able to finally dive deep in the shootout and get it done.
At 298 and a 906 save percentage, that's not bad in your first like five, six games in the NHL. And he was young. Like, it's not like he was experienced AHL guy. He was just out of the WHL, a couple years out of the WHL.
Indeed. Goo Goo Dolls are home at KeyBank Center tomorrow. Looking forward to that and looking forward to seeing you again on Tuesday. What's up?
Yeah, so I got the Jim Kelly for Kids golf tournament on Monday. It's the big weekend, so they do a big VIP event on Sunday, which I will not be able to attend, but I will be out at Terry Hills out in Batavia. Yep. I think that's what it's called, for the Jim Kelly golf tournament. It will be a lot of fun. I hope that my knee is recovered by then, Duffer. I have been icing. I've been putting cream. I have a brace on. It feels good. But when I woke up this morning, I didn't have anything on it all night. It was a little wobbly. So I'm still recovering from that hockey game on Wednesday night.
So are you still in under contract with your three unpaid endorsements?
Yes, I've actually added, I've switched Ace bandages for CVS because that's what they had available on the shelf. So that's where I switched one of the companies, but I'm still very much on the Iciot and Advil endorsement deal.
Well, as anyone who listens to the show or has followed your career regularly, one would know that it takes two to replace you. So we will do just that with Joe Yerden and Shayna Goldman on Monday. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll see you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.